This is yoga sequence number two. So let's stand with both feet flat on the floor, maybe about 3 inches apart or so, and keeping your knees unlocked but straight, and letting your arms down by your sides, keeping them straight down. So this is called the mountain pose. So it's called that because we're standing in a very straight and dignified and erect sort of a way, very much like a mountain, very proud, very still. And we'll return to this pose periodically throughout this sequence, so consider it a resting pose. So we don't want to be stiff, but we do want to be dignified and at ease. Now let's reach both arms up, straight up over our heads, and stretch upward, imagining that your arms begin all the way down at your waist. So you're stretching as much from your ribs and your waist as you are your arms and shoulders, and reaching up as far up as you can and giving yourself a good stretch in that upper body. Reaching, reaching all the way up. Breathing as you stretch, and then slowly letting the arms drift down the sides, very slowly, very mindfully, bringing them down to your sides again, back down to a mountain pose, and noticing what it feels like to be back in this position, having done this stretch. Allowing your eyes to close, perhaps. Centering your attention in the belly. Just observing the flow of your breathing. Now let's do another variation. Raising both arms up again, straight up overhead. And this time we'll bend to the side, so leaning both arms over toward the right so that your entire upper body is bending over to the right side, maybe as if you're being blown over by the wind a little bit, just over the upper half of your body, and hanging over the right hip, feeling the stretch all along your left side, and just going as far as you can. And then coming back up to vertical. And then on an exhale, let's stretch over to the other side, to the left side. Stretching your arms up overhead and over to the left, feeling the stretch all along the right side of your body. Inhale, come back up to vertical again. Let's stretch one more time to the other side. Stretch to the right. Inhale, come back up to vertical. Exhale, over to the left. And inhale, come back up to vertical. And then let the arms slowly, mindfully drift back down again. So we're back in mountain pose, but keeping that chest up as you stand here, feeling the breath, bringing your attention to the belly one more time, awareness of the breath. Now let's do some shoulder rolls. And this involves actually four separate movements. So first of all, let's scrunch up the shoulders and raise them up to your ears, both the left and the right. And then drop the shoulders a little to the front so that they're in front of you a little bit. And then let them relax all the way down. And then pinch the shoulder blades in the back so that your shoulders are back. So those are the four separate movements, and you'll see that what's happening is you're drawing circles with your shoulders. So if you go through all four of those movements smoothly, you're drawing circles with both of your shoulders on the left and the right sides, drawing circles forward. So try that a few times, circling through. It's like a big rowing motion with your shoulders. And then you can try doing it in the other direction, rowing backwards. And now let's come back to stillness, back to mountain pose. Let's stop and notice a moment what's going on in your shoulders. What are you noticing as a consequence of having done some of those shoulder rolls? Now let's move on to some neck rolls. So let's drop the chin to the chest, and this also is a sequence of steps. So as we roll the head around this time, now let's drop the left ear to the left shoulder. You feel the stretch all along the right side of your neck. And then dropping the head back a little bit, and let's be very careful with this one. You don't want to crank your head around. Just a little bit further back than vertical is fine. Don't overdo. And then bringing your right ear over to your right shoulder, feeling that stretch on the left side of the neck in the process, and then coming back around to the front with your chin on your chest. So with these four movements, if you do it smoothly, you're drawing circles with the top of your head. So let's try that on your own for a little while. Drawing big circles with your head, being very gentle and very careful with the neck, feeling the stretch as you go around, and then circling in the other direction, which feels just a little bit different. And now let's come back to stillness. Let's reconnect with the ground underneath us. Feel our feet touching the floor. Let the body be relaxed, but at the same time, we're alert and poised and balanced. Now let's do some balance poses. So standing here with our feet about maybe hip width apart, noticing the feel of your feet touching the ground, feeling the energy of the floor underneath you coming up to meet you. And now let's very slowly shift your weight toward your left foot. And notice what happens as you do that, noticing how your leg muscles slowly engage, your thigh engages. Let's keep the knee unlocked so it's remaining a little bit flexible and resilient, but still straight. Now your hip is starting to engage and your entire left side starts to engage. And then very, very slowly shifting more and more of your weight onto that left side. And now let's inhale and raise the arms up, maybe about 45 degrees would be fine. And in the process, also lift your right leg up to the side so that you're balanced on your left foot. And maintain your balance as best you can. It helps to focus your eyes on some point across from you. And then slowly bring that right foot back down to the floor. Drop your arms slowly and come back to mountain pose. Now let's do the other side. So this time we're shifting our weight very slowly over to the right foot, feeling all the muscles in your right leg engage as you do so. Slowly, slowly shifting your focus over to the right side. And then on an inhale, lift up the arms and the left leg off to the side. Keep your eyes focused on a spot in front of you, balanced on one foot. Breathing deeply into the belly. And then slowly bring the leg and the arms back down, coming back to a mountain pose and resting. Now we'll do some twisting. So let's put the hands on the hips, both sides. And we're going to be turning and twisting the spine like a corkscrew this time. So let's gently turn your head so that you're looking over your right shoulder, so that you're looking behind your shoulder, going as far as you can. And while keeping your hips facing forward, twist around with your upper body as far as you can go. And feeling that twist, that stretch in your ribs and your waist as you go around. So we're looking as far back as you possibly can over your right shoulder. Now let's come back around to center, facing forward. And let's twist in the other direction. So gently turning the head over the left shoulder, looking as far as you can to the back, keeping your hips facing forward and twisting just the upper part of your body around at the waist so that you're looking as far back as you can to the left. Feeling the stretch in the waist, in the ribs, and then slowly coming back to center. And now we'll try another variation on this. We'll twist to the right again, but this time we'll twist the whole body at the ankles. So again, we'll start by turning the head over your right shoulder and bringing the rest of the body around with you, but this time we're twisting everything, including the hips and the lower body, and just twisting at the ankles. Feeling the stretch in the feet and the ankles, noticing the effect it's having on your feet as you do this. Keep breathing, then coming back around forward again, and then let's keep going around to the left side, turning your head over your left shoulder, and then slowly bringing your entire body around with you, twisting at the ankles to the left. Feeling the stretch, feeling the twist. And then coming back around to center. And we can drop the arms back down, back to mountain pose. Take a few breaths, reground ourselves. And stay in this resting position for a few breaths. Now Now continuing our focus on the spine, we'll now do what's called the ragdoll. And this is essentially a forward bend, but we're going to do it in a special way, in that we're going to roll downward from the head down as if we're slowly curling one vertebra at a time as we go down. So let's begin by, in mountain pose, letting the arms just hang loosely down by your sides. And drop your chin to your chest. And imagine that your head is starting to get heavier and heavier, so it falls a little bit further downward. And you're starting to feel the curve and the curl, the very top of your spine, along your neck, and in your upper shoulders and shoulder blades. Continue rolling downward one vertebra at a time, and maybe around now you'll start to notice that your arms hang a little bit forward of your body because you're starting to bend. And keep going. So now we're starting to bend a little bit lower down the back, perhaps at the waist. Keep going. Now you're bending at the hips. Let the arms dangle. Keep going slowly. Keep your knees unlocked. And keep going down as far as you can toward the floor. It doesn't matter if you can't touch the floor. And it's okay to have your knees bent. And now that we're at the bottom, let's let the entire upper body hang loosely. So the arms are hanging loose, the head is hanging loose, and let's just swing from side to side like a gorilla. Let the arms dangle and swing left and right. And you can let the head swing around. Maybe you can shake it left and right as if you're saying no, or shake it up and down as if you're nodding yes. You can swing it around a little bit. Just let everything be loose. Let all of this upper body area loosen, let go. Let gravity help you to let go. And take a few deep breaths. And notice how your breath goes all the way down to your hips when you breathe this way. Feeling the breath low down in your body. And now, to come back up, we'll restack the spine in the opposite direction of what we did before, from the bottom up. So let's begin, first of all, by noticing your feet, feeling the floor underneath you, keeping your knees bent, and we're going to imagine that we're pushing ourselves back up from the feet and restacking each vertebra of your spine one at a time from the bottom up. So let's start to straighten from the hips. Going very slowly. Now we're straightening the waist and the mid-back, the shoulder blade area, keeping the arms dangled, but now they're starting to come closer to straight down your sides as your shoulders now come up to vertical. Your neck is starting to straighten up. And the last thing to come back forward is your chin coming back straight up to vertical, back to mountain pose. Let's stop and breathe and notice what it feels like to breathe, having done that movement. Now we'll do something called the chair pose. And it's going to be the same motion that we go through to sit down in a chair except that obviously there's no chair here. So beginning with our feet about hip-width apart, let's reground ourselves. Notice what's happening underneath our feet. And let's stretch the arms out in front of you. It doesn't have to be vertical. 45 degrees is fine. And what we're going to do is sit back into an imaginary chair. So dropping your rear end down, bending your knees, and slowly going down into a crouch. Keeping in mind here that you don't want to extend your knees too far beyond the fronts of your toes. So the motion here is more to stick your rear end out rather than to stick your knees forward. And going down as far as you feel comfortable, feeling the strength required to maintain the steadiness and holding of this pose. Keep breathing. See if you can drop a little bit lower, feeling the work in your thighs and your legs, staying at your limit, wherever it may be, noticing all the work in your legs and your feet, and then slowly, slowly coming back up to standing. Now let's take a long deep breath, noticing what happened in the legs from having done that work. Now let's do what's called a tree pose. And this is another balance pose on one leg. So let's begin by grounding our feet underneath us, feeling the floor very firmly beneath us, and shifting our weight over to your left foot so that all of your weight is on that left side, noticing the work in your left leg as you do so, keeping that knee unlocked. And now let's raise the right knee to the side and up off the floor, and then using your right hand to help you to put your right foot as high up as you can on the inside of your left leg. So we're balancing on your left leg. Now let's put your palms together in clapping position in front of your chest. It helps maybe to keep your eyes a few feet ahead of you, focusing your gaze on a particular spot. And if you'd like a little extra challenge, you can raise your arms up over your head, balancing on one foot. Keep breathing. And now let's unclasp the hands and slowly bring them back down. And when they reach to about horizontal, you can also lift your knee up off your leg and bring it down along with your arms. So now we're back down to mountain pose once again. Now let's do the other side, shifting our weight over to the right foot, putting all of our weight on the right side, keeping the knee unlocked, lifting the left knee to your side, using your left hand to help you put your left foot on the inside of your right thigh, finding a comfortable, balanced pose here with your legs. And when you feel balanced, bringing your palms together into a clapping position in front of your chest and standing. And again, if you'd like to do the extra challenge of raising your arms up above your head. You can do this now. Keeping your gaze in front of you, staying steady, keeping poised. And now unclasp your hands. Bring them steadily downward, and then when they reach about horizontal, you can lift up the left knee, bring it off the leg, and then lower the leg and both arms down to mountain pose one more time. And let's rest and breathe for a few cycles of breath. Aware of the breath. Noticing how your body feels now. And now let's sit down on the floor. We'll be doing a few stretches in this seated position. And so for this pose, let's put the soles of your feet together and draw them as close as you can to your body. You can use your hands to help pull them toward you without yanking or pulling, just very gently placing them as close as you're comfortable doing near your body. Let's gently move your knees up and down to help you loosen the insides of the thighs and the hips. And keep breathing through this. You don't want to bounce or force anything. We're just very gently stretching the insides of the legs. Now let's stretch the left leg out straight in front of you and put the right foot up along the inside of your left thigh, as high up as you can go. And we'll do some seated forward bends in this position. So let's take a deep breath in, sit up straight, raise your arms up overhead, you can interlock your thumbs. And then very carefully, very mindfully, stretch upward and then forward, bending forward at the hips, so that you're folding forward and reaching as far forward as you can toward your knee and your feet. You can put your hands on your shins or your ankle, wherever they happen to reach. And remember that we're bending more at the hip as opposed to curling down from the head and neck. And of course, you will curl down at the head and neck, but the objective here more is to fold at the hips as much as you can. You'll feel the stretch in your hamstring. Keep breathing with each exhale, allowing your body to go a little bit further into the stretch. And on an inhale, coming back up again. Now let's do the other side. So let's stretch the right leg out straight in front of you. Bring the left foot as close as you can to your body on the inside of your right thigh. And on an inhale, straighten the body, raise the arms up over the head. And on an exhale, bend forward at the hip and stretch forward, bending down, reaching as far as you can toward the feet and the knees. Putting your hands on your shins if you'd like. Feeling the stretch, keep breathing. And let's bring the body back up to vertical, so you're sitting up. Now let's sit with both legs in front of you. And I can put your hands behind your back to help you sit up. And let's shake the knees out a little bit. And let them shake out and relax a little bit from all that stretching you just did. And now let's lie all the way down on the floor in a corpse pose, letting all of your muscles go, just breathing, feeling all that breath going down into your belly, noticing the effect that all this work has had on your body and your breath. Noticing your body as a whole as you lie here in this relaxed stillness. Aware of the sensations in your body. Aware of sounds around you. Aware of any thoughts going through your mind. But not clinging to any of these things, just letting them all pass by you, just a parade of sensations and experiences. Now, as we lie here, let's remind ourselves what it really means to engage in this kind of work. That we're giving ourselves some high quality time and energy, giving ourselves the nourishment we need to maintain our health and well-being. And that by doing this on a regular basis, it's helping us to become stronger, more flexible, and more balanced in both body and mind.